this is Christina Lutzig for Keck Online. Today I'm interviewing Bridget Block. Bridget is from England. She lived in Germany for some time, then moved to Austria. Then she was in South Africa. Then she went back to England and then came back to Austria. So a little bit of a world traveler in a small scope, yeah. At least on one side of the hemisphere here. Bridget, you came from the background of elderly care.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Which part of England are you from?
I was born in North Yorkshire, in the wild, wild west. Well, actually the wild, wild north. Sorry, just below Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful countryside. James Herriot countryside, if anybody knows James Herriot.
Oh, yeah. I love
lots
James
of sheep.
Herriot. James Herriot wrote books about veterinarians,
that's
the country.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's right. He was a vet in North Yorkshire.
Okay. He was my inspiration, actually.
Really?
For many years. Yeah.
Wow.
Many years. But we came here to talk about your elderly care experiences. From what I understand, you moved to Germany first. Can you tell us about that? Why?
That's right. I moved to Germany because a very good friend of mine opened a home for elderly people. She wanted to kind of revamp the whole concept of old people's homes. Rather than shutting old people away, she wanted to build a home where old people could practice their independence.
Mm-hmm.
They could make use of the care facilities and be a part of the town that they'd always lived in. It was built next to a school and incorporated a play school so that the older people could choose to be with younger people
mm-hmm.
when they wanted to. They, yeah.
It was good energy that way, yeah.
It was. It was great. And the whole atmosphere in the home, I have to say, was absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get up in the morning and go out and see their grandchildren. Often the grandchildren came home after school and had lunch with their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And it made the whole atmosphere of the home was lively.
Yeah.
It wasn't dull and drab.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
How did you get into the profession of elderly care? What made you decide to do that?
I kind of slipped into it, really, very unconsciously. I come from a background of social work. My parents are social workers. They care for adults with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my childhood was looking after a lot of the adults with special needs. And as they got older, they mm-hmm. needed more care. My parents were busy, so I kind of helped out too. And
okay.
I grew into it, and that's something that I learned to really love.
Did they work in a home, or did they have, you know, there are some disabled people who live independently as much as possible, but have in-home care as well?
It's what you would call a home, mm-hmm. but it was built as a village.
So it was
a community, basically, mm-hmm. a community of about, we had 9 houses, each with 7 to 15 people with special needs.
Oh, okay.
There was families that looked after them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all adults. They ranged ages from 21 to mm-hmm. 65 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And there were workshops. It was a community. It was like a little village.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now, when you went into the profession, did you find it to be more stressful or depressing? I mean, many of us think about elderly care and we think, okay, people who are dying and you have to wash them and bathe them and do everything for them. Was that your experience?
No, it wasn't. My experience of looking after old people has always been really, really positive. I've never connected it to the washing and the wiping, which a lot of people seem to do. It's a very rewarding job, and I found it totally unstressful.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I didn't like is that taking care of old people has become very, I don't know if you could say politicized, but it's become really rigid. Each person is assigned a certain amount of time for the type of care they need. So if for example, they're still relatively independent, they can walk, they can look after themselves, the care that they get might only be 10 minutes. Whereas if their level of care is very, very high, for example, they're bedridden, then their level, the time that's allocated to them is longer, but it's not enough to give them the kind of the care and the dignity that they need.
Mm-hmm.
If I can make an example, for example, somebody who needs to be showered, I'm given 20 minutes to shower that person. If I time myself when I shower, 20-minute shower is great. It's lovely. You can really lather yourself and pamper yourself. But if you're having to wash somebody who can't even lift up their arms, 20 minutes is not enough time. And I found that very difficult to deal with.
What advice would you give to somebody who is considering going into elderly care?
Go for it. It's very rewarding. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to all the negative things that other people might say. It is very draining because you're working with people all the time. And but go into it with an open heart, open mind.
What did you do to balance yourself in the end?
I cycle to work every day.
Uh-huh.
And I went swimming once a week. I read books. That was kind of my balance.
We understand that as trainers as well. It is, when you're working with people, it can be draining, but it's also tremendously rewarding. Bridget, thank you so much. Although I have to add there, we don't really do elderly care at Keck, do we? Do it a little differently. Okay. Bridget, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.